We're going to the end of the siman, and we're continuing this incredible topic of vestos. So if you didn't have proper kala classes, or if you did, you might be surprised at some of the things that have changed. As I said, scientifically, there's definitely a lot of changes, especially with all the different types of birth control. But the basics is what the kids are discusses. And essentially, there's three different types of what's called vestos, days of the month, cycles that a woman has to be concerned with, and together with her husband have to separate, which we'll discuss that tomorrow, exactly what happens. But in any case, so most women, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, have what's called set intervals. That it's not so clear if he means that in those days the people were much more, women, Taka really had, I don't know, 150 years ago, they were more consistent, very likely, and it could be today, it's all part of the craziness that there is no set, but also, but either way, the bottom line is that the Kitzur says, is that more common was the, not so much the same date, but equal intervals. And that means that that's as she sees every 25 days, or maybe 30 days, whatever the number is. And therefore, if she does that three times, which means that she'll see four different re'ias, four different times of seeing, so this way there's three skips, and each time it's consistent, that becomes a veset kavua, set veset. Now, as we pointed out yesterday, that has to be that it's the same each time it was day. For example, she saw, let's say, Dalid ear. I'm just giving an example, in 20 days, 25 days later in Sivan. So both were daytime. This when she saw on the Sivan, it was daytime. Then the next time, another 25 days later, it was also Sivan. Whenever you count in a calendar, always count with your finger and count the day that you're counting from and the day that you've reached. So if you have three skips like that and it's equal, that cause becomes a veset kavua. Now there's benefits for it to be a set veset. It's not common, by the way, but I've definitely over the years I've heard of ladies asking shilas regarding veset kavua. But the benefit is which we'll see in a moment, but the also the chisar and the negative side of it is that it's also difficult to remove it. That means you have to have now three times where you didn't see in order to remove a veset kavua. Okay, well, we'll get to it in a moment. The bottom line is that we discussed calendar dates, we discussed intervals, and now we have something else, and that's called veset aguf. So what does veset aguf mean? Veset aguf is where the body has some experience attached and associated with having a period. Very interesting. So the term that's used is mefaheket, pihuk. In the modern Hebrew, pihuk usually means yawning, but as the Kitzur explains, is that this term could refer to different type of physical experiences. That means together with a menstrual cycle, a woman has some consistent physical experience, whether she feels heavy, whether she feels burping, whether she sneezes a lot, or whether she passes gas, or whether she feels some type of sensation around the stomach or the uterus, or suddenly she has flashes of heat, or her hair stands up, or she feels extremely heavy. All these things that she saw three times in a row. And as the Kitzur explains, it has to be that it's not just one little sneeze. It's consistent. There's a few sneezes or it's a few sensations in the stomach. All that together with the re'ia, so that becomes her veset. So every time that she's experiencing that, she now has to be concerned that maybe she is having. So that means it has nothing to do with, she doesn't have any set intervals or set date, it's just the experience itself, and therefore she has to be concerned that now she might be having her period. Now there's one more interesting, it's called the combination, not always taught. I don't know how often it is, but this is where a woman has equal intervals, for example, so she has equal intervals together with some type of physical sensation. So, example, she sees on the fifth of the month, Hey Sivan, And she does this three times in a row. On Hey Sivan, she has the same type of sensation. That's just she sneezes quite a few times. So now she has what's called, this is a very interesting veset. It's called veset murkav. What is murkav? Murkav means basically a combination veset. Now, what that actually, according to the kitzes, a nice chiddush, a nice kula, a nice leniency, he feels that since that she's established this three times, so she has one of these things independently, whether it's the date, but she doesn't feel, or she feels, but it's not the date, she will not be concerned. This is actually based on the Taz. Not everyone agrees to it, and therefore there's a whole debate about it. It's also not so common. Okay, next. The next halacha is, by the way, this concept of Murkav, I don't want to skip this point, is especially today, we find a little bit of the similar concept, and that is a woman is taking pills. So when a woman's taking pills, a little bit of misnomer, but people are still busy with this marking down calendar dates and everything else. And in truth, if a woman is on a pill, generally speaking, we know that the pill works. She stops the pill, whether it's just a placebo. So she's taking the pill for 3 weeks, and then the 7 days she's taking the placebo pill. So those, the 7 days, we know that within 2 days, usually she's going to get a period. Meaning to say, but until those 3 weeks, she doesn't have to be concerned because it's the pill that's dictating a period, which is actually very similar to this concept. And I think of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach connects this concept to appeals to this concept of Veset Murkav. Okay, now here's what I said. I mentioned that the benefit, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, a woman that has a Veset Kavua, so it's much more consistent. So a husband never really has to be concerned that she is having a period any other time other than this set time, which he knows about. Therefore, one of, quote unquote, the benefits, the leniencies, is that if she's sleepy, he's allowed to have relations with her, even without really confirming with her. She doesn't have to require any bedik, any checking, any internal checking before or after having relations. Now, the after relations checking is a different reason to see and to confirm that a woman is not having bleeding, menstrual bleeding, through relations. If she does, it could become a very complicated problem, because then the husband and the wife may not be able to live together, and all complications, the famous night of Yudah about this. In truth, before we get to this, the kids also goes on to say that when it's not necessary and not an obligation to check, she should not check. The reason why, especially when she's checking in front of her husband, because it causes him to become libay naikva, which means literally his heart is pounding, is being hurt, meaning to say, is that he's going to start thinking, wait, why is she checking? Maybe she felt something, and therefore it's going to cause them to separate and to be nervous. This today is a common thing in general of being people very nervous, anxiety and everything, and therefore all of these causes of anxiety one should definitely avoid. Not only that, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, as he said, if it's Veset Shena Kavua, she doesn't have a set, so she has to check before and after. And this is something that's a debate today. And the reason for that is, first of all, Moshe, another Chaim discussed that the checking should only not always be done, but only once, a few months into the marriage, after they consummated the marriage, to check to see three times that she doesn't bleed. I did speak to Paiskin today, and I think I spoke to Shmuel first, to Mishael Moshe. Another Paiskin say today we don't do this. There's various reasons why. I think the most logical is today women's... like I said, many times they're on the pill, many times they're going through different experiences, and therefore, we're not machmir anymore to do these checks. It wouldn't really establish the truth, and hence, today the minig is not to pay most places. There are some that still do. Okay. So, in fact, even the kids himself points out if a woman is pregnant after 3 months, or she's nursing, or she's older, she doesn't require these bedikas. And like I said, most poskim today are not machmir on these bedikas. And lastly, the women that don't have a veses kavua, but they have something what's called, it's called the mea mevucha. This is a big mevucha, literally, confusion. Meaning, most women today, they won't have an exact science of intervals of, let's say, every 25 days, sometimes it'll be 26, sometimes it'll be 28. And therefore, and especially a lot of women that are on IUD, they can actually get their period, especially if it's a copper IUD. which in general I think is much more difficult to deal with than the Mirena, which is the progesterone one. But those that choose to, let's say, have a Kappa IUD, and they might have that, and they will get the period. Sometimes it's actually even heavy. But the bottom line is, it's never exact, and therefore there's days in between, like between 25 and 30. So some are machmir, that they can't have relations at all during these days. Some are makol, that you could, but you should do checking. And some are totally makol, totally lenient. And I think that's, in today's world, one should do that. If someone, a husband, a couple are good, and they want to be machmir, and it's and they're in a healthy place, tov alem bracha, but otherwise, in general, we are lenient with the Shaila, and we're going to hold here. Have a beautiful day.